In one of the military's most closely watched court-martials, an Army general who carried on a 3-year affair with a female captain and had 2 other inappropriate relationships with subordinates was reprimanded and docked $20,000 in pay today, but he avoided jail time. Jeffrey Sinclair, the former deputy commander of the storied 82nd Airborne Division, was believed to be the highest-ranking U.S. military officer ever court-martialed on sex assault charges, but earlier this week, those charges were dropped when he pleaded guilty to inappropriate relationships with the 3 women. Joining us is NPR's Pentagon correspondent Tom Bowman. And Tom, as you know, General Sinclair could have gotten up to 18 months in jail. He could have been discharged. He could have lost his military benefits. But the military judge handed out a much lighter punishment. What was the judge's reasoning?
Well, we don't get a sense of that. And the hearing only lasted 6 minutes. So, and you're right, he could have received 18 months under the terms of the plea agreement. Prosecutors also wanted him dismissed from the Army. But this military judge, Colonel James Pohl, we can only speculate that maybe he determined that given the guilty plea to lesser charges, adultery, maltreatment of a subordinate, that's really all this case warranted, was basically a fine and a letter of reprimand.
And the Army's case against Sinclair had been crumbling when questions arose about his primary accuser's credibility, and there was a question of whether military officials improperly rejected a previous plea deal because of political concerns. Did that factor into the judge's decision? Do we have any idea?
Well, again, we don't know because he didn't really say much at the sentencing hearing, but it's perhaps that that had a factor in his decision that this case basically just fell apart.
When Sinclair left the courtroom today, he told reporters, and these are his words, the system had worked. Now, certainly there are many people who feel opposite. What are critics of this ruling saying today?
Well, I talked to some victims' advocates who are just appalled by what they see as a very light sentence for General Sinclair. And Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York put out a statement saying, this case has illustrated a military justice system in dire need of independence from the chain of command.
You're
going to hear a lot more about this in the hours and the days ahead.
Absolutely. And she's been pushing for exactly what you just said.
Last question,
Tom. Is this the end of the military justice road, or are there appeals possible in military court proceedings?
Well, there are appeals in military court proceedings, but since this is a plea agreement that the government and the defense agreed to it, this is really the end of the road. And we're told that General Sinclair will put in his retirement papers, and he could be reduced in rank down to as low as a lieutenant colonel. And if that happens, that means he could lose $800,000 in retirement pay over the course of the rest of his life.
That's NPR's Pentagon correspondent, Tom Bowman. Tom, thank you.
You're welcome.